This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
How about you give your cash to a worthy cause?
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that talking point.
Number seven, what about Yemen? I cannot stress enough the unimportance of listening to podcasts when there's a crisis named ISIS. Review couldn't matter less.
Yeah, so okay.
Two of them urging people not, maybe three of the four so far, urging people not to listen to the product that we asked you to advertise.
Number six, I'm losing sight of this. I was tasked with promoting my show or else I fear it will have to go. Review is hot, hot, hot. So please fucking listen to it or I will have to purposefully induce a blood clot clot. Seriously, I know how to do it on command.
What?
We did it, Joe.
Where is everyone?
We're supposed to have Emma Foley and Casey Donahue on this episode. And I've been told that they're in a meeting that's running late. But I was told that at 1:30. It's 1:53.
Right.
I don't think meetings run 23 minutes late.
That's late. Especially for like a half hour long meeting. That's like an extra.
Yeah, it feels like a choice, I guess is my point.
Right. Like they know that they're supposed to be here and they're actively choosing not to.
Yeah. It actually feels like the choice. Here we go.
Hey, baby. It's Huggies. And everyone. We're all obsessed with your delicate skin. So we made our softest diaper ever to help take care of it. Because when your skin's healthy, you're happy. Huggies. We got you, baby.
That commercial should be illegal, right? Don't talk about my baby's skin.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the choice callback, and then it was like, and now the end is near. It's like the Frank, yeah, my way.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Frank Sinatra's My Way or the 110 North Highway. Let's get specific. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just My Way or the Highway. It's a specific song called My Way, or it's a specific freeway called Highway. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really strange to do this one-on-one.
Right. It feels like more combative because everything is sort of geared, focused, laser.
Sure. At you.
On me.
Onto me.
Right.
Yeah. And don't at you.
You guys can at me, but you shouldn't at me.
Do you mind if I do Foley for this episode?
For Emma?
That's pretty good. The Emma Foley episode. You can't just push a record 25 minutes. I'm sorry. Like, you're going to have to hold me back once they do join so that I don't say something uncouth or uncalled for.
Well, there's a chance they just don't show up, right, at this point.
And then what do? We do this for 45 minutes, just you and me?
Yeah, it could be an interesting special episode.
Hack, yeah,
a one-on-one.
A one-off of a one-on-one.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, exactly. You're having a bad time.
Well, I have an out in 45 minutes. I'm going to get a haircut.
Where?
I do it sort of near the office, but you can see what's going on here. It's kind of it's getting on the longer side of Ruli.
It's getting on the Kyo Surd, as in it's absurd that it's on the side of Kyo.
Kyo. How is Kyo Seer doing nowadays?
I looked it up today, and he's not doing well, it seems.
Really?
Like, do you want to see one of his latest TikToks? It's just kind of sad. Like, it feels like he lost his following a little bit.
Interesting now that we've had TikTok long enough to have somebody rise and fall in fame.
Here we go. Where is the... Okay. So, like, this is something that he did the other day.
Yeah.
Are you Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, where's my hug at? Get my G-Wagon. Just got it. Brand new this year.
Yeah.
I like the car.
This is a good haircut inspo for me. I guess the bowl is back.
This one got me. No joke. Like, all of these are setups. There's not actually jokes. You can say
man.
POV, yeah. This, that, and the other, but if there isn't something funny, then it was just a setup. And that's coming from me, the host of this show.
Mio and Keo. Your camera is wobbling. Like, is it on a very loose desk or something?
It's on a sofa arm.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
This is just the best lighting in the house right now. It kind of changes throughout the day because I live in Laurel Canyon now.
But I wonder if you're sacrificing a stable angle for the goat lighting.
I mean, what's worse? I feel like the dark graininess of it is not worth the stability of the shot of the
right.
The truck. Yeah. Sorry, let me finish.
Yeah.
I was just saying the stability of the shot.
To who?
To you.
You said to Billy.
No, I said the stability of the shot. That's the thing. Like, if you're not actually, sorry, because I actually put a lot of time and energy and effort into these episodes, right? So if you're not going to, like, listen to what I say to you on the show, let's just call it a day.
I'm listening.
You leave the Zoom and that's the episode. Yeah, let's call it a day then. I don't want to be here either.
6 minutes and 25 seconds.
I'm so happy to be here. This is amazing. My bond of the week is Ki Hui Kwan.
Was that an impression of him at the top? Like, what was that? I'm so happy to be here. This is amazing.
Yeah, like, he kind of has that unbridled joy for an ungirdled goy.
Because he's not Jewish.
Right, he's not.
And he doesn't wear a belt, I guess.
He doesn't have a corset. Yeah. Or a Corvette.
Okay.
You can be in big movies and not necessarily be rich about it. I was talking to Billy Brick.
So you were talking to Billy. Earlier you said stability.
I was talking to the Billy, and he was like, yeah, I did the Jesse Eisenberg movie, and now it's like I'm not rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can be famous, but not rich. And you can be rich, but not famous.
Yes.
Yes. Of course. It's right. Hard. You know, there's a lot of. What's that?
Which one would you rather be?
I want to be Jim Steyer.
Who?
The presidential billionaire candidate.
Got it. So you want to be so rich you can occasionally run for president, but ultimately not so famous that you can't just go out in public.
Exactly right. So Jim Steyer can go to the grocery store, he can go to Lassen's. But also, if he wants, he can equal parts go to Alaska's or Alaska to campaign alongside Tim Kaine with pride.
Right.
Your will to live is being whittled down.
Right.
Right.
I guess I would go. Who's the goat bond of the week?
Huh. You don't have to put that much pressure on it. Like, it really doesn't have to be the best one we've ever done.
Is this episode coming out tomorrow or a week from tomorrow?
A week from tomorrow.
Who's on tomorrow's ep?
It's the live stream episode.
So I wasn't there for that.
No.
Let's go, John Rhys-Davies.
Who
John.
I heard you. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either. Let me look it up. Probably an actor, I think.
Anya says, sorry, they're still going. How pissed is Amir?
John Rhys-Davies. Oh, right. He's an actor from Indiana Jones. So he actually worked with
Keegan-Michael Hui.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so John Rhys-Davies. So. They said Anya texted you and said that they're still running late but planning on coming, or it's like it's not going
to
happen today?
It's not Casey's fault. If I have to blame anyone, let's blame Emma, right? Because she hasn't been there for me in the way Casey has.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Yes.
We're rolling.
Welcome to the new age. To the new age. To the big show. No, we are rolling. About 9 minutes deep.
I was talking to somebody the other day and they were like, they're a photographer. Or no, sorry, they're a hairstylist on like photo shoots. And I was like, oh, like, have you done any like big shoots? And they were like, I usually work with Imagine Dragons. And I was like, okay, so you're like a millionaire.
How much do you think a hairstylist gets paid?
Per shoot? I don't know, 50, 100 grand?
That's a lot.
It's a lie.
Grand, yeah.
It's a lie.
For a hairstylist.
Casey, who's your bond of the week?
Oh my God, right? Okay.
Casey was in a meeting 28 seconds ago.
Yeah. I feel like you made that louder on my end.
You're just not acclimated.
I only made it 1 second. I only made it louder on the high end.
My bond
Fuck
of the week.
Fuck you guys!
No, that was a non-joke. You shouldn't have been mad at us for that.
Emma's not even here. It's 5 p.m. there.
Yeah, it's late.
We were just in a meeting. I was in a meeting with Emma.
So what was the meeting?
I was curious. What is the meeting? Because it ran so late.
We were talking live stream ideas.
Classic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Jeff, you don't have to know about it because it's, let's just
there's
say it's
no
a
way.
Surprise.
Let's call it double trouble. Jeff's 48-hour live stream.
It's funny because surprising you again would almost be equally as surprising as surprising you the first time. Because there's no way we would do it twice.
What I will say is I would be down to do it again. You guys just picked the worst weekend it could have possibly have been.
No.
And if it hadn't been that
weekend. You've been more tired and busy than that, I think.
That's true. I'm just always like not only cranky, but aching for some hanky-panky.
Well, this is actually good timing.
Yeah,
tomorrow's episode is the live stream episode of the HeadGum Podcast. And then it was mostly you and Casey on the show.
Yeah.
And I actually got grief for not coming back and doing the HeadGum Podcast. But I didn't even know that you guys were doing it at the end of the stream. So like when I had family in town, I'm like, yeah, I can get brunch with my brothers and my nieces. And then I'm like checking Twitter and they're like, I can't fucking believe Amir didn't come back. And I'm like, come back? Like, come back for what? And it was this whole like controversy that spiraled out from there. So I'm curious to listen to this episode, which I guess people can now listen to because it came out last week by
last
the time
week,
you're listening to this.
I'm curious.
I thought
you
knew what the schedule was because I was told that it was your idea to surprise me. So I was angry that you weren't at that episode.
I'm curious what
I thought
you
it was
thought.
Casey's idea.
Well, I pitched doing a 24-hour live stream, but then you said, and we shouldn't tell Jeff about it.
I'll take credit for it because that is a funny idea.
Well, the karma of it all is that I feel like in a content meeting last summer, I pitched the idea of doing a HeadGum all-nighter.
Mm.
Not what I meant, though. I didn't mean this.
Right. 12 hours probably would have sufficed.
12 hours is an all-nighter.
Warning. But the 24-hour plus the surprise.
Yeah. Also, I wouldn't have done it for charity. Like, I'm sorry, but why? There shouldn't have been that element to it of like helping people who kind of need, you know, access or expanded access.
But you would have still taken donations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would we not There has to be cash involved, otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
The cows can't come home. And Emma's still not here. The meeting that Casey was just in, that we confirmed is over, Emma's not here. 36 minutes late past the time. And I guess at a certain point, my time becomes not even devalued, but invaluable. Because it's awesome.
Amir, what did you think the ending of the live stream was going to be?
I don't know, because people were working very hard on the schedule of it, like the things that would happen every hour. It was, I think, you and Anya, Katie, a lot of people were working behind the scenes on pack, making sure that there was something for every hour that Jeff was in there, mostly.
Right.
But I wasn't entirely hands-on on like, oh, we should do this at 10, this at 11, this at noon, or midnight, whatever. So I was sort of hearing it as it was coming on. And I would like, you know, check in on the live stream. I called in once or twice, but I didn't like have planned in my schedule like, oh, come back at 11 for the HeadGum podcast. Because again,
for sure,
I had this family brunch situation. So yeah. Tell me who did work on the schedule the most.
Yeah, it was Anya, Allie, me, Katie.
Definitely you. You were there the entire 24 hours.
they did more scheduling, and I was there physically making sure everything stayed on schedule.
But your plan was not to stay the whole time, right? You're like, yeah, I'll stay till late night and then leave and come back occasionally.
Yeah, originally. I mean, honestly, I kind of expected if I was going to sleep, I would have maybe taken a nap on a couch for a little bit.
I think there should have been like a Betty by segment, right? Where like...
We did give you a sleeping bag and pajamas at one point.
Right, but then there was no time built in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no time that there wasn't something happening.
Yeah, there
I think
was
there
no
should have been like
time.
A Betty by seg. Like, who's somebody that with like a notoriously relaxing voice? Joe Latruglio.
I was gonna say Joe Pera is famous for
really
for and like he Joe, has like really? Specials that are like Joe talks you to sleep or.
And we could have gotten him easily.
This is
because
oh,
Jake's brother-in-law is his best friend. Mm. But yeah,
this
in terms of the live stream,
I
think I was expecting more out of Emma, you know, in general, like not only on the stream, but also like going forward, hence there after. And then it just, she's kind of let me down in that specific regard. Yeah. Pretty consistently too. So I don't even feel bad saying that.
Oh, Emma's
hi guys. Sorry.
Right
am I, did yeah, I interrupt? Not, did I interrupt anything?
No, we were talking about baseball.
No, we were talking about live stream, and you said that Emma let you down.
No, it was just like America's pastime, pretty much.
In what way? Me, Emma letting you down?
No, I just said that because you were joining, and I wanted you to think we were talking about you.
He has been talking about you.
Joke's on you because I didn't even hear.
Mm.
Shit.
Emma, if you had any tweaks or suggestions to change about the 24-hour Jeff stream, what would you say was the biggest issue that we could have avoided?
I think for Jeff's sake, and I'm going to extend an olive branch to Jeff, despite how I was greeted. I would put the people that Jeff didn't know as well earlier in the live stream to cause him less kind of emotional pain.
Got it. Some more strangers up top because he could coast on the natural adrenaline of hosting the stream. And then late at night / early morning when he needed the emotional support to have a friendly face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that resonating with you, Jeff?
That rings true. Yeah. That would have probably solved all. We are recording, we should say.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't think what Emma said was too risky.
No, I mean, just to make sure that she's recording sound.
I am recording. I'm sorry. It's more visually I'm having some trouble with this. But I'm recording.
It's time for an Oscars recap. The Oscars were, when you're hearing this, 2 Sundays ago. But for us recording it today... It was 5 days ago. What did you guys think? I mean, Casey, you're like pretty close with the Daniels, no?
Pretty close is an exaggeration, but I have known them for a very long time. I was very, very proud of my boys.
Did you go to Emerson? All those awards. Is that how you know them?
No, I actually know them through Vimeo. Back in the day when I worked at Vimeo, they started putting their stuff out then, and so we would like have them at staff events picks. And stuff. Yeah, staff picks, perennial staff picks, the Daniels. So yeah, I met them through that, and
I thought you were gonna be like, it's funny. No, not actually. I don't know them from. I didn't go to Emerson, so I don't know them from that. I actually know them from this kink club in the Valley. I used to go to these sensation play Johns, and I used to see, if not Quan, definitely the other one.
Shiner,
yeah. Shiner had a couple Shiners after some impact play sessions, too. He likes to get the shit beat out of him on camera. He's sort of camboying.
I mean, yeah, it's in the movie. Like,
what movie are you talking about? I have no idea.
Oh, Best Picture, Oscar Award winning, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I didn't see it.
Jesus Christ.
Emma, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah.
How's that short film that you were working on?
Good. I'm getting the edit back on Tuesday, actually.
Is it a comedy or is it more hard drama? Is it a dramedy?
No, it's funny. Okay. I wouldn't call it a dramedy. It's funny. The way that I have been the annoying way that I have been pitching it is like kind of like a mumblecore with like a very high octane through line narrative.
That's fun.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, that's kind of a juxtaposition in a way.
Yeah, in many ways.
The tone is deadpan, but the actions happening are crazy to have.
Yes.
Yeah. Should we do a lot? Sorry, 1 second. Should we do?
Go on.
Should we do a live?
No, go on.
Director's commentary when it comes out on the show?
If you want to do that, I'll let you watch it first. If you want to do that, I'm game.
All right, cool. We do really have to move on. It doesn't seem like we have that much time for this Oscars recap. Basically, what did we get to that Casey knows them from fucking Vimeo staff picks? Like, what even is that? Like, we didn't even talk about Paul Mescal's Cartier Tank Chinois. We didn't even talk about how Michelle Yeoh, according to RM, exudes luxury, which is probably the highest compliment someone can receive. We didn't even talk about Ki Hui Kwan's rise from the ashes of Phoenician. Is that the right word? Tale, arc, Noah's or otherwise. And also, we didn't talk about how, according to the producer of Everything Everywhere All at Once, never put a human being ahead of profits.
Do you want to talk about that?
He misspoke. Did you guys catch that? He was like, and it's like my dad always said, never put a human being ahead of profits. I'm like, your dad was an asshole, I think.
I didn't know that was part of the speech. I couldn't hear the speech.
For sure. Amir?
Never put a human being...
Sorry, you're muted.
Why is that a mistake? Never put a human being ahead of profits.
This is why he's the boss.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's the correct saying. Like, don't put people in front of money or something.
Right. I just think most people would say, like, you know, humans are more important than cash.
I see. Did he mean profit? Like the profit? Like, yeah. All right. Okay. So just.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Und wir back. I'm going to Paris in a week.
Why?
Actually a good question. It's pretty far away.
Je voudrais
Are you gonna vomit?
Je voudrais to work on mon français avec les Parisiens.
You're going to work on your French?
In Paris, yeah, with Parisians. I took 8 years of French in high school.
I took 8 years of French?
Middle school through to the end of high school. We do really have to move on. Let's talk about March Madness brackets. HeadGum's doing a March Madness bracket challenge. Emma, did you do one?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So let's make this quick.
Sorry.
Ryan Chambers already busted because he had UVA winning.
I did hear that.
And if I could just pull up what happened today, it's pretty funny if you had UVA going all the way. Go Cavs, go.
A crazy pick.
This is what happened.
Pulling up a highlight.
Very good defense. Wow. What a shot.
Just Ryan, like. All right, let's keep it going. Mexico City. Let's talk about it.
That was your sports report.
Mexico City, CDMX. Why does everybody keep visiting there? I mean, you've been twice in 2 years.
That's not true.
It's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're all over the place, man. First you said, I'm going to Paris. Then you're like, let's watch a basketball highlight. Now we're going back to Mexico City.
It's like hanging out with my five-year-old nephew.
Yeah, just relax a little.
You have to just kind of let me tire myself out.
Yeah.
Usually, but
I think what's nice about Mexico City is that it feels like a very European city, like you're transported halfway across the world, but it's only a three-hour flight from LA. It feels like a huge cultural, geographical, flipping me off shift on such a short flight.
Sure.
Besides, like, you know, the normal things like the food, the people, the architecture. It's a very nice, walkable, affordable city.
Yeah, the dollar goes pretty far there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. You don't have to fly to Paris, basically, to feel like you're traveling very far.
Yeah, they don't speak French in Mexico City, though.
Yeah, could have gone to Montreal or something.
Really?
Sure.
Sure. What's the bare minimum occasion that calls for champagne? Answer me!
You're thirsty?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Emma, what's your answer?
I really like champagne, so I actually would drink it. Not to quench thirst, but on any night that I was having a drink, I'd be happy to drink champagne.
So, like, you go out, you get one drink with a friend. You got a glass of champagne?
No. Well, no. No, I can't do that. But I will get a Campari Spritz.
Campari Spritz, very good.
Mm-hmm.
I went to...
Which is just, like... Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
Where'd you go?
I went to a cafe the other day, and they had Campari Spritz, and $18.
They're going to say 18 spritzes.
I wish. I mean, if you want to spend half your month in rent on Campari and soda water, be my guest.
Well. Was that leading into something?
No, that wasn't anything. Let's just move on. First Republic Bank reached a rescue deal with other lenders and will receive $30 billion in deposits. Why don't I ever get $30 billion in deposits? I fuck up all the time. Banks get bailed out, but then I forget to upload the HeadGum podcast on a Friday and I don't get a fucking stipend?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Really. The rich get richer, I guess.
Right.
What about the rich get
bad?
What about the rich get Richard?
Meaning?
Richard Kind?
I love that guy.
He is great. He's great in the other two. You guys ever see the other two?
Yeah.
No.
He's great in everything.
Welcome to Confucius or Lucius. Have you guys ever played this game?
No.
I have.
Only on my own, never with you.
Yeah.
Of course. And you can do it on your own. It's just kind of, it's already sad to play it with other people. To do it on your own is psychotic. I'm going to list out some quotes and you guys have to attribute them to either Confucius, I think, Taoist philosopher, or Lucius, the Brooklyn-based indie band that scored, basically, Lonely and Horny, Amir's Vimeo series.
Yeah, we actually got connected
with them.
Because they're a family friend, oddly enough. My mom is friends with
her dentist.
Yeah, her aunt or something, Jessica's, who's in the band, her aunt. And then we just became fans of theirs.
Yeah, their music's really good. Here we go.
Blown up since then, you know.
Sure. It does not matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop. Confucius or Lucius?
I'm going Confucius.
Same.
I mean, he wouldn't have said it in those words.
Correct! Yeah, he would have used Mandarin Chinese, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
We'll only be bound by the things we choose.
I'll go Lucius.
I'll say Confucius.
Shmuel?
Confucius again.
Whoever said Lucius is correct. All right. Dusty trails can lead you to a golden road.
Well,
Lucius again.
Yeah, I'll say Lucius.
Show me Lucius! Shee! That's absolutely correct. Sorry, one second. Never give a sword to a man who can't dance. Never give a sword to a man who can't dance.
That Lucius.
Doesn't sound familiar, but it feels like a song lyric, yeah.
I'll say Confucius.
Emma's correct! That wow. was Confucius says
he must
never
have been
gives
in a fun
sword.
Mood when he said that.
Yeah, he's sort of, he would often speak in rhyming couplets. We could live forever if only we closed our eyes.
Gonna go ahead and be Lucius.
That's yeah, I'll say
be,
Lucius.
That's
that
gotta
one, so.
Be Lucius. If I know
correct!
Lucius.
This game sucks. All right. I want you to. I want you to be everything that's you.
I hope it's not Confucius.
That's Lucius.
Yeah, yes, Lucius.
Confucius says that.
Wow.
He's been saying that. I want you to be everything that's you.
Done, honey.
It's a nice sentiment.
Silence is a true friend who never betrays.
Lucius?
I'll go Confucius. I keep going Lucius.
Confucius to me too.
Confucius said that.
Bad at this game for better having played it so many times on my own. I'm still
bad. It's Confucius. Shit. Better give your heart than never give it all.
Confucius.
Wrong, actually. That was Lucius. I was just so ready for you guys to get it right. That was Confucius or Lucius. We've got one last segment coming up. This one's gonna take about an hour and a half. Is that all right?
Are we watching a movie?
Yeah, do you guys mind if we watch Speed Racer again? Let's get ready to humble! This is a segment I like to call Let's Get Ready to Crumble, which is about humbling me until I mumble and grumble.
Okay.
One by one, you guys have to humble me until I sort of crumble and grumble.
How do we humble you?
That's where the fun of it is.
By insulting you or like the opposite?
I don't think it should just be insults, because if they're just insulting, I'll like shut down and I won't hear the feedback. If it's genuine feedback, then I will have to not only be humbled, but also I'll eventually crumble and grumble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
let's hold all sips to the end.
I've been drinking the entire episode.
Mike just cut out. Let's start with Casey.
I'll go to the everyone's old favorite song. You're a really bad communicator. Even in the meeting Emma and I were in before this, Anya was saying like, "Well, I texted Jeff that you'd be late, but he hasn't given any sort of response." So it's so hard to talk to you because we never know if you're even listening.
Here's what I'll say. Look at these timestamps.
I can't read them.
See that?
1:33 she texted me and I responded at 1:33.
Wow.
Oh, so you're
what I
so
didn't you, respond to was her asking how mad Amir was, which didn't feel like it actually needed a response because it was like, oh, they'll just join when the meeting's over.
Interesting.
But in general, you're absolutely correct.
But are you humbled for that?
Yeah, are you crumbling?
No, that's why you guys have to, you know, it has to like, you have to do better than that. I know that I'm a bad communicator. And frankly, I don't care.
You seem to be building you up. If anything, you're doing better than before we started the game.
If anything, this is making you happy. Continue. Emma's turn, I guess.
I don't know what my feedback for you is, Jeff. I think, well, this is like...
Emma's like, you could stand to lose 5 to 10 pounds.
Yeah. Holy I'll start shit. Easy. I'll start soft. As good as the weight. You should come to New York more. You shouldn't be so LA based. I think it's limiting your comedy and your personal growth. So that's mine.
Okay. It's hard, you know, because I do things like I spend money on trips to Paris. So it's hard to get to New York. That one kind of stung. Amir? Sorry, I'm starting to get defensive.
I honestly don't know the point of this game, but like,
why?
Like, I don't know if you want us to compliment or insult you. Like, what's more humbling?
Humble me until I crumble and grumble.
Right.
That is the assignment. By the way, Emma understood the assignment. Casey understood the assignment. You didn't understand the assignment.
Yeah. I guess I'm sorry I didn't come back for the HeadGum podcast to end the live stream. But I did have to a familial obligation. Like my nieces were in town for the first time.
Yeah.
Since the pandemic. So I had to prioritize that. I didn't realize it would be such a polarizing / big deal. Had I had nothing to do, I would have come for sure. And I just, you know, didn't want to make the whole thing about me. I thought you did great regardless of if me or Jay came back. I don't know if that humbles you to the point where you're crumbling or grumbling, but.
Casey, that had a neutral effect on me. I appreciate it, but it didn't humble me. If anything, I feel like a big head about it because I'm like, he trusted me to do it on my own. Holy shit. Humble me until I tumble, crumble, and grumble. At the very least, mumble.
I've got one. Will we be seeing you at our company bonding offsite in Austin, Texas this year, Jeff?
You will not. The last time I was invited, I think because Jake was like, you should come to the offsite. And I was like, no, I shouldn't. And then I was there and I was like, even more so, yeah, I shouldn't be here because we're doing team building exercises in specific departments and no other 1099 is here. So I was like, I probably shouldn't be at the next one when this thing costs thousands of dollars a head. Does that humble me? Of course, because I'm also sort of a cultural mainstay. Forget the company. I mean, in like Los Angeles at this point, like when people go to Zebulon and they don't see me, they feel like they didn't get seen the way they wanted to be, you know? Yeah. Do you get how I'm like getting confident? Because you guys aren't humbling
grumbling,
me.
Though, so maybe Emma kind of winning.
I haven't crumbled yet. Okay, so we've got grumble. So far, we have at least one grumble. And now we're looking for the crumble. I need to fall apart at the seams on camera.
Yeah, I think I got something.
You pull out a gun. Oh! Yeah, I got something for you.
I think this is all very clearly a facade to everybody who knows you, you know, watches this podcast, you know, anyone involved with the consuming Jeff. This is a very clear cry for help, a facade. Like you like to be so confident and like outgoing. If I'm not at Zebulon, people feel like they're not seen. And it's so clearly a scared little boy inside that is saying all of this.
For sure. hanging on by a thread. Anybody want to take us home? Because I will crumble if you guys say anything further.
I feel like if you cut your hair, you would lose all your sense of self-worth.
And that actually is enough out of the three of you. Fuck you guys. All right, plugs. What do we got? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. Let's start with Amir. This is bullshit. Why did I do this segment? Fuck you guys.
I'm still on, child.
Follow me on
Twitter,
Instagram.
At Blumenfeld for my sort of rumblings / musings about the topics of the day. So check me out.
It's not.
Cash me there.
You're kind of like selling yourself as like a Jon Stewart type comedian by like your takes on certain things. Usually you tweet nonsense about how like Wenyan Gabriel went to a hibachi restaurant, maybe.
Wenyan Rome, as you said.
Casey?
You can follow me at Casey Donahue on Instagram, Twitter, Letterboxd. But more importantly, listen to Pit Wall. Follow the Pit Wall on Instagram at Pit Wall Pod. It's an F1 podcast. I host it with Marika, and Jeff is there sometimes, and Jake is there sometimes, and Pyle is there sometimes.
That's the most accurate description I've heard of the cast of characters on that show to date. Best for last, Emma, what do you got?
You can follow me. I've never said the sentence before. You can follow me on Instagram at Emma Rose Foley. It's really just like a group of friends over there. So that's kind of the audience I'm posting for. And
oh my God, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I just saw there's this person who has a vintage Datsun on my street, and he just pulled into his garage at like way too, like 20 miles an hour. There's no way he didn't crash it.
Forward or back?
Forward. Absolutely forward. And I think you have to be this forward going forward. Emma, sorry.
And my short film, The Poison, will come out somewhere at some point.
You should premiere it at the Woodstock.
On my Instagram. Sorry, go ahead.
Premiere it at the Woodstock Film Festival. It's easy.
Okay, great. That's
no problem. If it gets into Woodstock, I'll go there for it.
Okay.
And then we could go to Early Terrible to get a drink.
Okay, well, it sounds like
champagne.
A drink of champagne.
Yeah. At Jeffrey James on Instagram. And that's it.
It's okay.
The Pit Wall. I don't have a ton going on. When is this coming out? March?
You don't have a ton going on and you can't make these Pit Wall recordings?
I do actually. I don't have a ton going on to point people to. It's all stuff that is unpaid speculatory work that will never pay dividends. Diesels. Mostly. Meetings where they say that we really want to work with you and they don't want to work with me. They just have to fill their schedule so that it seems like to their boss they're doing something.
Are you still crumbling?
What's that? It ends right there.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.